Welcome to this slightly different episode of New Tech People, where I interviewed live from DevOps Day in Newcastle. This was a phenomenal event for the Newcastle tech community. To bring a national event like DevOps Days to Newcastle is a great testament to all involved in bringing this event together. This is an exciting opportunity for me to interview a vast number of different people that I haven't spoken to before, as well as some familiar faces. Hopefully you get a little bit of information from this and gives you better insight into the tech community in Newcastle. Hope you enjoy the episode.
I'm Oren Shaw. I work at IR Limited. I'm the founder and DevOps culturalist there.
Nice, very nice. Well, welcome and thanks for speak earlier today.
Oh yeah, it was a wonderful experience. I'm really glad to have gotten to keynote today.
Awesome, that was good. How have you found the event so far?
Really good. The keynote yesterday from David, and I've forgotten his last name because I'm terrible with names, but David's keynote yesterday was phenomenal. I've taken so much from it. I've learned so much about like the psychology of how we change. And given that this is a DevOps conference and DevOps is about cultural change, that's so relevant and so important. So it's been a really wonderful opportunity to be able to come here for that.
I agree. It was very interesting from a non-technical person as well to see the thought process behind that. So I thought it was I got a lot of value out of it myself.
Me too.
You've been involved in a lot of DevOps conferences in the past.
A fair few at this point, yeah.
What's your thoughts? This is the first for Newcastle. This is the first large-scale conference for Newcastle. What's your thoughts on, I guess, the event, how it's been, and where we could grow from there?
So I was involved with running DevOps Days Wellington a few years ago, and we sold out at 180 tickets, and this event is also sold out at 180 tickets. So that's a great start for a DevOps Days conference. And this is really, in my experience, I'm coming over from Wellington in New Zealand, and I'd never been to Newcastle before. So this is giving me an opportunity to experience Newcastle, experience meeting tech people in Newcastle, like people who work and live here, which I never would have had before. So that's really great for putting it on the map. Where to grow from here is talking to the other communities. Like a lot of tech communities tend to be fairly insular and have our own little communities. So one of the other communities I'm a part of is the Python community. And there's PyCon AU, which is quite a large conference. It's happening in Sydney next year. Sydney is naturally very close to Newcastle, but that's the sort of thing where Newcastle is so close that we could grow it into bringing these sort of larger conferences to Newcastle, growing into that space.
Awesome. I completely agree. I think hopefully for Newcastle, this is the start of many to come. So the organizers have done a phenomenal job on the success to date. Hopefully we can grow up on that.
Oh, I definitely think you can.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Scott McShane, Head of Digital for Life Without Barriers.
Mate, thanks for coming on for a quick interview. Just want to get your opinion on the event so far, day two. How did you find day one? How have you found the start of day two?
It's been incredible. It's amazing to see this kind of a group, this kind of a topic, quite technical, but also some really some fundamentally human topics being discussed, just about how do we make this sort of stuff work in the real world. So it's just, I'm chuffed to have this sort of stuff going on in Newcastle, and it gets me very excited.
Completely agree. And I also agree with the technical and non-technical. It's nice to be able to add that together, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thoughts on this? This is probably the biggest conference that's come to Newcastle from a tech perspective. How do we grow this? What's your thoughts on how do we take something like this and build upon that for the future?
I think it's quite unique because it is so technical and it's not trying to be a startup conference. It's not trying to be those other things. It's sort of talking about the fact that there is a critical mass of people who care about this sort of stuff. It's adding enormous value to businesses when they get on board. So I think leaning into the technical stuff and making sure that we make that available, I guess getting more involvement from bigger businesses in Newcastle that are playing in this space, and also bigger businesses outside of Newcastle. So I could see, we're lucky we've got some representatives from Google and a few other companies here at the moment, but, you know, double down on that and see if we can get more involvement.
Mate, completely great. Thanks for your advice. Thanks
for the talking.
Chat. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Jonathan Milgate, one of the organisers of DevOps Days 2018, held in Newcastle. We've had a great event so far. This is early morning, day two. I think I've only had one coffee this morning, so bear with me. It's been an amazing event. We've had some great speakers, some great open spaces. I've really enjoyed my time here. It's a huge turnout. It's been incredibly successful. It couldn't have been done without some of these great sponsors, Nui Tech People to start with, and Vibrato, CSA, these great teams coming along and sponsoring and promoting tech in Newcastle, but DevOps specifically.
Mate, that's awesome. And thanks for the intro. Mate, thoughts on speakers so far? So my biggest takeaway, I guess, is I came to it, looked at a DevOps conference and thought, oh, it might be too technical for me, right? Obviously, yep. Not come from technical background, but a lot's been about culture and things like that. Mate, when you put together the speaking panel, what was your thought process?
So initially, we always planned to have the keynotes as less technical, not non-technically. Actually, the first day, we kind of went, what is it about tech that's, what is it about DevOps that's different? You know, we're bringing teams together, bringing people together. There are going to be technical talks. So let's have a keynote that's a little bit left of field. Now, everybody reads Dan Pink's Drive. Everybody reads Simon Sinek's Start With Why. Everyone understands that these sorts of things are important and that they are really what drive business. And technology is just a part of business. So let's get someone in who can challenge us and start those juices flowing, start the mental thoughts that are a little bit left of field. And David McRaney's talk yesterday was exactly that. I've had nothing but great feedback about it, which is great. I did have to lose to him at Street Fighter last night, but that's okay. He did post it on his socials as well, so if you see that, please don't like it. But the rest of the conference is much more technical, but I guess what we wanted to try and do here was something a bit different, was not make it really focused on a specific type of tech, not say, oh, this is the Docker conference, this is the JavaScript conference. We want to encompass all of those things and really, really build it out around tech in general. All these things affect everybody. DevOps is just a part of that.
I completely agree. And you just mentioned there, it's bigger than just, you know, pure DevOps or in a niche. Mate, how do we take this? This is the biggest tech conference in Newcastle today. Yeah. How do we take this and grow upon that in the future?
I've been asking myself that question over and over for the last few days. We have an amazing community here. We had an open space yesterday that had around 30 people in it saying, how do we do that? Asking that exact question. We've got some good ideas. We've got some places we can go, but I don't know. I can't answer that question right now. I really want to capitalize on what we've done so far, and build this out and bring this community together. There are a lot of people here today and yesterday, but there's still niches of the tech community that we haven't reached. How do we reach those? I'm going to do my best to try and find out, and hopefully we can do something like this again soon.
Yeah, mate, I completely agree. Mate, job well done on getting this done. It's a lot of effort goes into getting this done, and hopefully it really is that stepping stone that we can launch from for Newcastle.
I hope so. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun organising. It's been a lot of hard work, not just myself. All of the organisers put in countless hours getting this done, but it's been worth it, definitely.
Awesome. Mate, thank you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for organising. Thanks for
sponsoring the coffee.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Homewood. I'm the secretary of DevOps Australia. DevOps Australia is the sort of entity that helps teams that are running DevOps Days events in Australia get those events off the ground.
Awesome, mate, and thanks for getting on board with the Newcastle event. So, mate, what's your experience? You would have been to a number of these events, obviously. What's your experience with this Newcastle event?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I've been coming to these events since the very first DevOps Days that happened back in 2009 in Ghent in Belgium. And this the thing that I really love about this year's event is that it's the first time that we're doing it out of a state capital, which is, it's a pretty remarkable achievement. You know, not many tech conferences in Australia managed to break out of the state capitals. And, you know, I thought this year it was really important that we try and get DevOps Days on the road and get out into, you know, into the action about what's happening in sort of, you know, rural and regional Australia.
Rural Newcastle.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe regional Newcastle.
Yeah, let's go with regional. No, mate, I think it's really cool. And it's probably a testament to DevOps Days and the brand DevOps Days to actually do that and the team organising it to get it up and running here and selling out. You would have seen these conferences move around. How do we as Newcastle, and whether it be a DevOps Day here in the future, but I understand they move around, how do we use this to springboard into the future for tech conferences?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I think that there's stuff about there's certain like there's things about running a conference like this outside of a sort of a major city or at least a state capital that it gives you a lot more opportunities to be able to sort of play around with the format. Like to be honest, like the venue that we've got here is absolutely incredible. It's probably one of the best venues that we've ever had for a DevOps Days in Australia. Yeah, right. So I think the one interesting thing to think about from an organizer's perspective is that, you know, when you've got a conference like this that comes to town, that's got that good international recognition. You've got a lot of sponsors that are willing to get on board and put their money into it. You know, the experience for the attendees is it's really next level. Yeah, and you can do it for a much cheaper cost than what it would if you were running in, you know, sort of a major city.
Completely agree.
Yeah, so I think the interesting thing about the DevOps days here this year is, like, I would love to see it come back in a couple of years. We try and rotate it a little bit. I think that, you know, the one thing that would be worthwhile exploring, particularly from a Newcastle perspective, is maybe even sort of like a regular yearly tech conference, maybe that's using a similar sort of format to what we've got in DevOps days. Maybe not necessarily at the same scale, like, you know, scale it down a little bit and start small and then grow over time. And it doesn't necessarily have to be focused, like, I don't think it necessarily makes sense to be focused on DevOps either. You know, no. There's plenty of other tech topics. Having a theme, though, for each year would definitely make a lot of sense.
Well, I agree, mate. Thanks for your advice. I think hopefully we can use that and do something in the future, in the next couple of years, until DevOps Day comes back.
Yeah. I'm absolutely really looking forward to coming back in the future and seeing what happens next time around.
Awesome, mate. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Dave Woods, I'm an account manager at CSA.
Cheers, man. Thanks for a quick interview. What's your experience with this so far?
I think it's been a great event. It's probably the first time I've seen an event like this in Newcastle. I think there's been a lot of support from a lot of customers, so I think it's great to see everyone here.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. I think it's surprising how many people we sell out an event in Newcastle, which is the first of its kind, which is great. This is the first of its kind. How do we use this? Do you think, in your opinion, to do more of this in the future?
I think there's been a lot of talk yesterday and last night about something like this being an annual event. There's obviously enough customers here and enough interest to support this kind of event. So, you know, we've got people interested now. It's just a case of getting people on board and getting the organization happening for next year.
Yeah, and getting that sort of corporate support. You guys are on board as major sponsors. So it's it's really good to have local companies supporting local events.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've built our company on the support of local customers and the local IT industry. So it's pretty good to be able to give something back and sponsor an event like this and help in any way we can.
Perfect. Thanks, mate.
It's White, General Manager Marketing at CSA.
Mate, thanks for coming along. Another non-technical guy. So yes. It's good that, you know, we can hang together. Now, how have you found an event like this? A DevOps Day, I guess by nature, most people would think quite technical. What's your thoughts on an event like this so far?
That's great. I mean, this sort of event, the scale of this event and the reach of this event coming to Newcastle, as a local community coming together, mixing with international and national delegates, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think, mate, for the likes of us, right, having not pure tech, there's enough technical stuff for technical people to get involved, but I think there's enough there for the likes of you and me to talk about culture and things like that, which I found interesting.
Yeah, without doubt. And in the keynote yesterday, it was around, you know, biases, and that's applicable to any sort of profession or any form of, you know, technical person or managerial person or practitioner in between.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite good. And look, it's just an opportunity to connect with people. You've got your conference streams and you know, network generally, knowing a lot of people in the room and not knowing a lot as well. So yeah, the opportunity to meet people and talk outside of an office. And
mate, yeah. I think you're the first person that said that networking opportunity, which is a massive part of any conference. So mate, yeah, good point. Thoughts on this, mate? On an event like this, right? First big event for Newcastle, I think, at this sort of size and scale. How do we use this to leverage to go forward?
Well, I think it's a building block, right? It's being able to attract such big events like this to town, and a shout out to the people who've brought it together. They've done a great job. So yeah, for you know, I guess a stepping stone maybe for a big, large event, you know, just gives people the confidence to come and invest in the region and the ability to get such a large audience of technical types, managerial types, as I said. And yeah, I mean, the business case is clear. Come to Newcastle and you can do work and enjoy yourself at the same time.
Mate, I completely agree. And to bolt onto that is the local support, like local community support. You guys getting behind an event like this, it's a no-brainer for you.
Of course. We're extremely proud to be able to get behind the community. We've been around for 30-plus years in Newcastle Hunter area. I've got an Australian footprint, but Newcastle is our sort of our home per se.
Yeah.
So getting it behind everyone was a no-brainer.
Exciting. I've listened to Brett's chat before, like an exciting way forward for you guys building into this DevOps space as well.
100%. Yeah. So we are firmly committed to growing out our capability and building on what we've got. So we've gone through an evolution, which I want to go through now. You could check out Brett's presentation later on, maybe.
Yeah.
That piece for us is crucial for going and delivering innovation and digital services to our customers and the wider market.
Yes. Mate, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Alexander Girard. I'm the co-founder and CTO at Lift & Go. And I'm here to actually see what's going on in the new Wii scene.
Yeah, mate. Thanks for coming along and thanks for the quick interview. Mate, you brought your team here, so you obviously see a lot of value in this. From a technical perspective, how have you found the event?
It's been great because it's diverse in topics.
Yeah.
There's many different things, such as the keynotes about more the psychological, I would say, dimension of the job, and also from the security one that is more in depth, more challenging to me because I'm not like the expert in that matter. Yeah, but I believe that bringing the team was for us important because, well, for a few reasons. The first one is it's just next door, so we want to support whatever is going on in Newcastle. And secondly, it's to get some fresh air and see what the other companies are doing.
Yeah, which is great, mate. Getting an understanding of what other people are doing gives you guys insights and gets you out of the office right for the day. A bit of fresh perspective. It's great.
We love it.
Awesome, mate. And you're obviously building your team locally here in Newcastle. You're invested in this space like the rest of us. How do we use something like this to continue to grow?
So these kind of events represent an opportunity for us to share with the community what we are doing, or some of it anyway, and to suss, how do you say, suss out what the other people are doing and see if there is synergies between businesses but also individual. So some people here are actually open to new opportunities, and at Lift & Go we are always looking for the skills that will match the best, I mean, what we need, and also the culture.
Yeah.
So this kind of event being out of the office, out of the conventional coffee interview kind of space, it's actually showing a different angle. And that's an opportunity we won't miss this time and or in the future.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I think that's a fresh perspective and it's something different. It's like, hey, if you're here, you're investing in your people by bringing them here. Somebody's looking for a new opportunity, looking at a company that's investing in their people and investing in looking outside of things are really insightful.
That's great.
Thanks,
good
man.
To hear.
Hi, Brett Woods, Chief Executive at CSA, and I'm here at DevOps Day Newcastle 2018.
Mate, thanks for coming along and thanks for your support of the event. What's your take? This is the first DevOps event for Newcastle. What's your take on the event so far?
I think it's fantastic. Gave a little talk there this morning, and to get an event put together, in a regional centre like Newcastle of this magnitude is fantastic. I think it's really a reflection on, the technology transformation that's underway. Yeah, every company really now is a technology company. It's just a question of what field they're applying that technology to.
Yeah.
Software development skills really, they're the most valuable skills on the planet. I can see us getting to a future where it's if you can't code, you can't come type position.
Yeah.
And the point of intersection, between IT ops and software development, it's the place to be. So it's exciting.
I completely agree. As you said, testament to the community and the guys that have organized this to get behind this and sell out an event first time around.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, when they first came to us a few months back, I wasn't really sure, being honest, kind of what to expect. But to get, the turnout they've got, it's awesome. It's a great kind of community that's rallied around the cause. And in my view, this is just the beginning.
Mate, on that note, how do we if this is the beginning, how do we use this as a stepping stone to do something? If it's DevOps Days or another event, like a tech conference in Newcastle, how do we use this to go forward?
Yeah, I think historically there's been obviously a few different things, small, kind of meetups and user groups, but to kind of get everyone in one place, it really is a kind of statement of intent and kind of shows what's possible. So I think, there's certainly an opportunity to do something like this even on a broader scale going forward and to get that community, together more often than what it historically has been. And equally, I think, we also, because this is really a kind of technology event, it's full of, people that really at the core are developers. Also, the more business level stakeholders, across the town, we've got a few, CIOs, CDOs and kind of other business leaders here, but also educating, that community, Because the way, you know, technology is enabling and transforming business now is, you know, it's the biggest either opportunity or threat, depending on how you look at it.
That's a mindset thing, right?
It is a mindset thing. And most people that have kind of, you know, reached that point in their career haven't grown up with technology. And so there's an education exercise to kind of train and coach and mentor people, you know, what's now possible. And it really, you know, the imperative is to either, you know, use that technology to disrupt, or, you know, if you don't, you kind of face disruption from others that do. So I think, yeah, there's also an opportunity for maybe event that is a combination of kind of technologists combined with perhaps another track that's more the business leadership side of it.
Mate, I completely agree. I think, and obviously that's where I sort of see between that business and people. That's part of this. It's above my head from a technical perspective, but I think you're right. And you're on the money from those business people can actually come here and get a lot of value out of this and seeing, you know, where technology is going and how it can change business. So
yeah,
really
yeah,
valuable.
Indeed.
Mate, thanks for your time.
No, thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Hey, my name's Reese Ellismore. I live here in Newcastle and I work with security. I fix things and I break things. Gave a talk titled Hacking Major Companies for Fun and Profit, which seemed to go down pretty well.
I think it did. Super technical subject, but you obviously brought a non-technical element to it as well, which was made it interesting and easier for people like myself to understand, which was thank you for that.
Oh, no worries. Awesome. It's good to put a human touch on it and say that, hey, you know, it's a problem we all need to deal with.
Yeah, awesome, mate. What's your thoughts on the event so far?
I think it's great. So we've got people coming to this event, you know, technical background, and it's their first time visiting Newcastle, right? We've got this collection of technical minds who are coming from all over to, yeah, get involved in our local community, you know, trade information, have some drinks. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Mate, awesome. I completely agree. And it's really interesting to bring people from out of area here, yep, which is great. On that, we've done well, I think, for this first time around. We've done phenomenal. How do we build upon this going forward? Like, what would your thoughts if we're going to do something similar in the future? How would you go about it?
So, I mean, we've got one section of the technical community here, right? We've got the DevOps folks coming here for DevOps Day New Year. This is just a slice of the tech people in Newcastle. You know, there's a whole bunch of different other folks out there. I fit into the edge of this, you know, working in security, but it's still relevant. I think being a bit more inclusive of other topics that we may want to cover and, you know, bring in other things that people want to talk about and making Newcastle a destination for folks to go for, you know, a decent conference that covers a wide variety of topics.
Completely agree. Mate, that's good advice as well. I think hopefully we can, you know, build upon that and use that and have an even bigger, better conference next time around.
No, absolutely. It's been great. And yeah, looking forward to next year.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
My name's Mitch Brindle. I'm an IT ops lead at Cole LSL here in Newcastle.
Mate, thanks for the quick chat. How have you found DevOps Day in Newcastle so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's good to meet more local, like-minded tech professionals. Seeing faces to names, you always hear about them on Slack or any of the other Newcastle social media streams. It's been great.
Yeah, mate. I think you're obviously in a niche space, right, in a growing area. So an event like this would be good for you to interact with other people doing the same stuff.
Oh, of course. Even hearing what other companies, teams are doing internally as well to get ideas for your own workspaces is fantastic. It's just been great, really.
Awesome, mate. Not a problem. This is the first event of its type in Newcastle, right, of this scale. Have you been to events like this before? What's your thoughts on doing more of this in Newcastle?
In Newcastle, it's great. Normally, we have to go to Sydney, Melbourne, or even international. It's great the turnout that we got here. Calibre of talks, again, it's top-notch. It's just means that we have the community here to support an event like this. Ideally, it'd be great if it was annually. Like,
perfect.
It's great.
Mate, awesome. Thanks for your support. Thanks for coming along.
Cool.
Cheers, buddy.
Hi, I'm Matt Murphy. I'm a developer at Orica. Lived in Newcastle now for about a decade and enjoy working around here.
So. Yeah, man. It's been around Newcastle for a decade. This will be the first of the conferences of this. How have you found it so far?
It's great. It was good to have the opportunity to speak.
Yeah.
Not something I really do a lot, so I only got a five-minute slot, but it was a great experience in front of such a big crowd.
Yeah, man. I think like an event like this gives people like yourself 5 minutes in front of a big crowd. So, man, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, no, it's good to get all these developers and operations guys together from Newcastle. There's a lot of good talent in Newcastle, but I think some of the it's not often that the community gets together all at once.
Yeah.
So a lot of pockets of user groups and communities. We might get 50 people together.
Yeah.
To get everyone together.
Yeah, 170 odd people yesterday. So I think it's a massive effort to get everyone together. You're right.
Lots of credit to the guys who've organized it. Most of them from the DevOps meetup that happens semi-regularly. So it's good to see those guys organize that.
Yeah, and to take it to another level, right? Like this is the first event of this size and scale, I think. So like, as you said, there's a smaller community. So this is the first one at that next stage. And what's your thoughts on how do we do something like this again in the future?
I think this just proves that Newcastle's capable of hosting this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, DevOps is a pretty specific niche in IT as well.
Yeah.
So definitely proves that we could have a developer conference or something a bit different as well.
Yeah, mate, I completely agree, mate. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your opinions. Cheers.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm James Boswell. I work for CMD Solutions. We're a consultancy, and that's what brings me up to Newcastle. We do consulting for DevOps, and so a DevOps conference in Newcastle with my clients, a great opportunity to come and be part of the DevOps culture here and to share a lot of knowledge.
Awesome. Mate, thanks for coming. How have you found the event so far?
It's been fabulous. I really love DevOps Days because it's a community-run conference, and so because of that, one of the hallmarks of DevOps practitioners is that they share openly. So there's none of this sort of jockeying for position that you get with different vendors being together. We're all sharing the same problems. The tech community here is, I found fantastic in terms of being really switched on and open to not just share problems, but what's working for each other and what we can learn from each other.
Mate, I agree. And I think that's a big part of any conference, if it's done well, is that that sharing, that networking, that sharing of ideas, and I think that's what this is allowed.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been in IT for 34 years, and you never stop learning. And so there's always one more thing to learn, always someone else smarter than you that you can get some ideas from and keep innovating.
Awesome, mate. This is big for Newcastle, right? Regional city, an event of this size and scope coming to Newcastle. How does someone like Newcastle, somewhere like Newcastle, leverage this to stepping stone to do something more frequently and not just be a one and done?
Yeah, it's a good challenge. I think we face that in Wollongong as well, which is where I've come up from. And it really is about maintaining connections that you've met here. I think it's about continuing to share ideas, which we don't have to get together physically to do this. Podcasts, Twitter connections, LinkedIn, of course, but also being able to continue to, whether it be meetups or whatever else, continue to form networks beyond just your workplace because there's so much useful cross-pollination that can go on when you get practitioners interested in the same things together just discussing stuff. I was listening to some of the thought leaders in DevOps from a conference in America that I didn't go to, but listening to after the fact. Talking about, you know, one of the things we need to do is start identifying like a profession does, whether it be doctors or pilots or whatever, where I'm a DevOps guy or I'm a tech guy in whatever flavor, and that's something that I take with me from job to job. I'm not someone who works for Organization X. And so that we form a community of DevOps practitioners, and that's what I do, and I happen to be working for this company.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting take as well. I think it's encourages the right sort of people to come along as well. It's those people that are, you know, DevOps by nature are people that are continuing to invest in and change because
absolutely
you can't stand still, right? If you're not moving forward, you're being left behind, right?
If you're not moving forward, you're actually going backwards because everybody else is.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming on board.
Absolute pleasure. I've had a wonderful time for the last couple of days and I'm looking forward to the open spaces sessions where we get to just organically share rather than just the presentations.
I agree. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, man.
Hi, I'm Kurt Gardner. I'm a cloud solution architect at NAB Health Funds in Newcastle. Have been working in the DevOps space for probably 5 years now. Came from a development background. Been in the IT industry, Wollongong, a few industrial people, worked with government departments, worked with NAB Health Funds, software providers. So a good breadth of experience across different domains as well as technologies and one of the organisers at this year's DevOps Day is in Australia, which has been fantastic.
Yeah, mate, and straight off the bat, congrats on putting together a really strong event. Selling out, first time in Newcastle is phenomenal.
Yeah. It was a bit touch and go for a while there. A few weeks back, we were wondering about getting half the attendees here, and then it just really picked up. We got a few good links and some good retweets, some good LinkedIn posts, which brought it all together. And I mean, we were turning people away in the end, which is a great problem to have.
Definitely a great problem to have. You obviously had a picture in your mind before putting this together. How's it all come together? What's your experience been so far?
Honestly, probably didn't have all that clear a picture. Like, I'm the kind of guy that likes a rough idea, and then I've learned to roll with it and make it up as I go along, because you're a lot more flexible. You're a lot more able to adjust as things go awry. You can't plan for every contingency, and surprisingly well, this has gone far smoother than I could have hoped or imagined.
Yeah, it's run smoothly.
Yeah, everything's on time. I told everyone yesterday I was expecting us to be half an hour over by lunchtime, and we weren't, and today's more of the same. So the speakers have been great. We've had a mix of first-time speakers and professional speakers. Damien up there now is a developer advocate, but we've had local startups with first-time speakers, and I've been standing close enough to see the goosebumps and shivers. So
I think that's an interesting part of DevOps Days as well, right, is that different format where there's you add on those professional speakers as well as also the open spaces, the opportunity to have genuine conversation with people.
That's my favorite part. The open spaces, you get such a variety of experience and a wealth of knowledge that you don't get from listening to the more lecture style.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's really drawn me to DevOps Days over the years.
Yeah.
As a contributor and a devourer of information.
That's awesome, mate. This is the first event of this type for Newcastle, and I imagine a lot of time and effort's gone in from your behalf and the team's behalf. How do we do this going forward, whether it be DevOps Days or something else? How do we continue to leverage what you guys have started and use this as a stepping stone to go forward?
Yeah, so we've definitely built the awareness amongst the local tech community. We had a show of hands earlier, and it's about 50-50 locals. I've talked to people as far away as Adelaide. Yeah. We've had people from Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, plenty come up from Sydney. So I think we've definitely gotten over part of that hump of building the awareness and connecting people from the local and broader community. How do we build on that? Oh, look, DevOps Days has been great. It's had this known brand. We've had previous attendees that we've been able to reach out for. Would we look, the organizers and I have been talking about, what do we do next? Do we do something next year or the year after? I know Jonathan's very keen.
He's already rebooked the venue for the next 5 years or something.
I think so. I'm just hoping that the deposit went on his credit card. Yeah, look, there's a lot of unknowns, but there's a lot more knowns now too. So do we do just a Newcastle Tech Scene style conference, maybe pair it back a bit, or do we continue the DevOps Days brand, which I personally love? I don't know. I think the future is the unknown, and that's the exciting part, that there's plenty of opportunity there.
Yeah, I think the key things are plenty of opportunity, right? Plenty of opportunity, and the proof's in the pudding. It can be done here.
Yeah.
It can be successful here. So yes. I think that's probably alleviated some concerns that people might have had. Hopefully we can leverage what's been done and go forward.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great from the sponsorship perspective. If they see it can be done and see that you get attendees, it's been a bit of a risk for some of them, I think, and UE Tech people included, but I hope it's paid off, and I think it has.
Oh, definitely. I've re-signed for the coffee sponsorship for
sold
whenever.
I won't attend a conference unless there's coffee, right? So
most important part of the conference.
It's key for me.
Oh, good. Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, James.
My name is David McCraney. I'm a science journalist, and I also have a podcast called You Are Not So Smart. I guess my entire brand is called You Are Not So Smart. So I have two books, You Are Not So Smart, You Are Now Less Dumb, and a third book coming out in April called How Minds Change. And my podcast is called You Are Not So Smart. It comes out every 2 weeks, where I interview scientists and other professionals. We talk about biases, heuristics, fallacies, basically the psychology of reasoning or self-delusion. So that's what I do.
I sat through your speech yesterday, and it was awesome. I'm obviously not as technical as most people in this room. So what I found really interesting is that insights into the psychology behind it and how a lot of the tech people can actually take that information and use it in their day-to-day life. So I thought that was super interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, I find that I give lectures to a wide variety of organizations, but I'll say about a third of the organizations are tech organizations, because they seem to be the organizations that are most open to taking the insights from psychology and neuroscience and actually applying them to their businesses. You know?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of relevance there, right? The, the technology, the nuances of the actual technology change over time, but that, you know, the mindset behind it.
Yeah, because they're always trying to figure out user interface or how do I make what I'm making, you know, they're, how when the technology meets the, you know, the rubber, when the rubber of technology meets the road of human interaction, you have to incorporate human psychology into it. Yeah.
Completely agree. And that's a most exciting part for me as well, right? It's like that human element behind it, right?
Absolutely. I was told a story one time about there was a city in the United States that they had come up with this idea. They had an app that if you you turned it on, you put it in the passenger side of your car, and if you hit a pothole, it would register that pothole and it would automatically put it onto a map, and then the city planners could see where all the potholes were, right? And but the unintended consequence of that was it only fix the potholes in the affluent neighborhoods because you had to be driving to work, you had to have nobody in your passenger seat, you had to have a smartphone and the app and all this stuff. And so it skewed in the direction of the people that would do that.
Yeah.
And they just fixed the potholes in the nice neighborhoods. And it was an unintended consequence that involved, you know, this human element. And their solution for that was they just asked all their garbage truck drivers to put the app on their phones. Yeah, right. And then that way they actually solved the problem of mapping the whole city. But they didn't choose that first. They had to make a big mistake before they found the solution. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I find that super interesting.
I love it.
Anything where you can take that human element, layer technology over, or vice versa, layer the technology over that human element, I think that's where the true problem solving comes.
Right? And what I'm most fascinated in right now is there's a feedback loop of like, we introduce new tools or new services, and then those tools and services affect people's behavior, and then that behavior becomes commonplace and becomes normal. And so you're actually affecting norms by introducing new tools into the environment. Yeah. And I think that's, we see that obviously with social media, but it's true with just about anything. You know, just introducing, just giving people cameras. Everybody has a camera that has an infinite amount of storage space. That's completely changed the way we interact with the world on a day-to-day basis. And it's great. I mean, there are people whose livings are now just taking pictures of their butt. That is an amazing thing that was introduced to humanity through just giving everybody a camera. Nobody could have imagined Instagram, you know, models whose living is a selfie stick alone. Yeah. They have sponsors. They have like tea. People who make tea give them lots of money. And that's all they do is like take very nice pictures of their butt.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I don't think that's dystopian. That's not like, that doesn't Black Mirror to me in any way. I'm like, I want to live in a world where you can make a living doing something like that. I think it's fantastic.
Great. So it's just the times have changed, right? It's just you're evolving with that. And it's creating new opportunities. And that's the biggest part, is creating new opportunities for people, new skills. And we can call that a skill, right?
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I'm sure that's not their main source of income, but it doesn't matter. Like, I am a testament to this. The reason I'm here today is because I had a blog, a WordPress blog in 2009.
Yeah.
And it was just thrown out there into the ether. And it just so happened there was a big news story. The iPhone was stolen by a blogger at Gizmodo. Steve Jobs very famously had emailed that blogger and said, "Give me back my phone." Well, they just put it up on their blog and were like, "Hey, look at this. Steve Jobs emailed us. We took their prototype," and it became this huge story on the internet. I just so happened I had a very small blog at the time, like 3,000 readers. And I had written an article about brand loyalty. Like, what is the psychology behind why somebody would be branded Apple, branded Android, or truck, with a truck, it'd be like Chevy or Ford or whatever, right? And they asked me, "Would you be willing to let us republish that blog post?" And I said, "Of course." And when they republished it that week, I had 1 million new readers. Wow. And I put out a lot of content in that month to try to keep them. And I kept about 1/4 of them. But that, after a couple more months of putting out content, they grew and grew and grew. And then eventually the publishing world said, "Would you be interested in turning this into a book?" So that could have never happened without there being free WordPress blogs to just put your stuff out there.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. It's a great story. How have you found an event like this? Obviously, traveling to small old Newcastle. How have you found an event like this for someone
they
like
did yourself? They've done a great job. I go to a lot of conferences, and I mean, this is actually true. I'm not kissing up to anybody. I'm telling you, it was the smoothest operation I've ever had to get my stuff like up on the stage, on the projector, the microphone. the planning beforehand, what to expect, explaining what we're going to do, meeting people. I've had the greatest time. I just had lunch here at Il Volcano, recommended by the organizers, and we had a blast. This has been one of the best experiences I've had when it comes to professionally speaking. It's been really well done.
That's great to hear. It's great to hear. It's good to hear that Newcastle can turn that on. And from a bunch of volunteers that have put it together as well, I imagine you speak at other conferences run by professional organizations. So it's great to hear that a volunteer-run conference like this can do that for you.
Yeah. Tech people know how to put on good conferences, I think.
That's awesome. My last thing. This is a big event for Newcastle, to get something of this to sell out. How does somewhere like Newcastle take this, leverage this to go forward and put on more successful events in the future?
I can tell you, I posted a picture of me eating a caramello koala on Instagram, and I hashtagged Newcastle in the post, and almost there were like 7 or 8 city organizations liked that post from Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed that, you know, the city council and people who work in city government were monitoring social media like that.
Yeah.
And I would recommend if you already have your finger on the pulse like that, then take stuff like that and turn them back into self-promotion.
Yeah.
And encourage people who are coming to town like myself, if they are posting on social media, like interact with us, you know, say, I'm glad you're doing this. Could I interest you in coming here or doing stuff like that? That was really well done. I actually was impressed by it. The organizers of this event have told me all different things that I could do in town, and they've invited me to other things. And I think that's kind of crucial. I've been to other events like this where they're just kind of like, thanks for coming. Here's your swag bag. And I hope to see you again someday in the future. But instead, the organizers of this event have said, you've got some extra time. Here's some things that are really interesting in town I would like you to check out. And they've gone with me to some of those things. It's been really wonderful.
That's awesome. I'm glad you've had a great experience.
Yeah. And I'll be sharing all that stuff on social media. So that's going to play back into, anyone who follows me, I've got nearly 500,000 fans on Facebook, are going to now know that Newcastle exists, and they're going to know the kind of stuff you can do there. And they will know you have conferences. So that's really crucial.
Perfect. Mate, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
man. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. It was slightly different. Hopefully you enjoyed this different format, live from DevOps Days. Please give us a follow on the socials on Newey Tech People, or you can find out all information about what we're doing with the podcast and all the events local to Newcastle on www.neweytechpeople.com.au. Until next time, see ya.